From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to thee, Lord Christ.
A lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? The man answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these 3, do you think, was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I have a memory of the album, Steve Martin's comedy album, A Wild and Crazy Guy from 1978. And in it, he is discussing speaking French. And he says, in French, the word for egg is ouf. For hat, it's chapeau. And then he pauses and he goes, it's like those French. They have a different word for everything. Love that joke. It's a big joke in our family. It's like the French have a different word for everything. I'm a guy about words. I like words. I'd get up here and talk at you with them. I like to dissect them and understand what they mean and where they come from. Words are important. There's a man named Ed Ininger, and I like his writing, and he says that knowing the etymology of words is like doing an archaeological dig in the soul and watching the evolution of words in human history all the way up until now. I just read you a story that's marrow deep in those people who call themselves Christians. This story in the Gospel of Luke has been read, I don't know, however long, since the year 70, 75, maybe even 80. You know it. You can catch right on it. You may not know anything about Samaria or what a Levite is, but boy, I can tell you, I'd say Good Samaritan, you know exactly where you are. The three people, the priest, I always hate that part. If you're a lawyer or a priest, you hate this story all day long. But the priest doesn't help, the Levite doesn't help, it's the Samaritan who helps. And the Samaritan takes the man who's been beat up and left for dead by the robbers and pays for his wellness. And It's the Samaritan who shows what God's mercy is and what we are to do as God's people. And each year, throughout the 2,000 years, each epoch of time kind of takes the story and flips it and uses it for its own. I mean, we could tell a story in 1960, in the 60s, you know. So what is it? There's a minister, there's a teacher, and there's a black maid all walking by. The minister doesn't stop, the teacher doesn't stop, but the black maid stops. And who does she stop to help but a Klansman? She shows what the mercy of God looks like to a Klansman. You could move it to the 80s. It could be Anita Bryant is walking along and is left for dead. And a preacher comes by, and a teacher comes by, and a man with AIDS comes by. It's the gay man with AIDS that stops and helps Anita Bryant and shows her God's mercy. Now, I guess you could say there's a 12-year-old Honduran boy that's been on a journey and left for dead, and who comes by but a minister, a social worker, and a Trump supporter. And it's the Trump supporter who helps the Honduran boy, shows God's mercy. The story is meant to provoke you. There is no way a Samaritan would have stopped for a Jew. No way. And yet, the story moves us to understand who our neighbors are, what neighborliness is, and what we're doing on this plumb line that God has created for us. It's really like a circle. And you can be on any point in the circle, and some of us are diametrically opposed to the other side, people on the other side of the circle. Like, it's a big circle, and you're standing on this side, and there's somebody on the other side, and you're just completely opposite of them, yet you're on the same continuum. I was in seminary with a guy who, this is a quote as we left seminary, he's like, you know, I started seminary a conservative, and I've come 360 degrees to liberal. And we were like, that doesn't make sense, but it kind of does. You're all on the same circle and all trying to understand what it is and who is my neighbor and what that's about. About two blocks from here, we were talking about neighbors. I bet there's a woman in her house. She's been left bleeding. You can't see her cuts and stuff when she's at the Starbucks, but she's bleeding on the inside from the abusive words from her husband. I bet if you go about two blocks in any direction from where you're sitting right now, you'll find a man who's bleeding, left in a ditch, from the words of his father. You idiot. You stupid idiot. What'll ever become of you, stupid? You can go a couple of blocks and you'll find a child who's hurt, left in a ditch, the ditch of living. And all that child did was be born. We've been at this Christian thing for a while now. We've been telling this Good Samaritan story for quite a while now. We've been telling it in front of kings, and we've been telling it in front of emperors, and we've been telling it in empires, and we've been telling it all the time while people are getting shot and blown up and stabbed, yelled at, put in detention centers, kept away, shut out, starved. We've been telling this story for a while. And yet, it doesn't seem to take. The mercy of God is Where? When you read the Gospel of John, I encourage you to always read your Bible, but in the Gospel of John, when you get to the end, the last thing that Jesus says on the cross in the Gospel of John is, "It is finished." It is finished. In Mark, Jesus says, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" In Matthew, it's "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" In the Gospel of Luke, it is, my Father, where are you?" But in John, it is finished. What's interesting to me in our words is the word "finished." And what is it? It. The writer could have said, "I am finished." The writer could have wrote, "finished." But "it" is finished. I need you to kind of think about what "it" is. What's interesting about that word in particular, in the way that it's written in the grammar, it can mean it was finished, it is finished, it will be finished. It's happening, the finishing is happening all of the time. So in the work of God's mercy, it is finished. Because who's doing it? But you. You all are the ones who are doing it. In the big circle, where we're all just kind of zooming around, always in opposition with each other, kind of going in the circle, what happens at the crucifixion, at the cross, is there's this holy bending of the circle, like that. So it resembles a figure eight. That moment in time is a divine moment. Because what has happened is the distance of the circle between God and Adam and Eve that's been spinning throughout creation was made to bend to there. And the interesting thing about that figure eight is if you turn it sideways, it becomes an infinity sign. Eternity. So that it is. It is now, it was, it will be. It's all there, spinning. Right there. And you, as a person who lives, will travel all the way far out. And you will travel back in. You will travel all the way far out. And you will travel back in. That's your eternity. Right there, you will always either regress or progress back to this one point, the crucifixion, where you will know the mercy of God in the sacrifice of Jesus. And that's what this is, this work you do, this Christian faith. I hope for you. I hope that if you're in pain, your Samaritan shows up. I hope for you that if you see pain, you are the Samaritan who shows up. And that's what we've been doing. That's who we are. That's what the "it" is. You. You. You finish it. In French, the word for mercy is pity, pitié. In French, the word for finish is terminer. In French, the word for Jesus is Jesus. They don't have a different word for everything.
Jesus Christ. broken for us. Your precious blood was poured out for us, poured out for us.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.